Hello, .NET members, readers, and listeners. My name is John Moore, and this is the ProWrestling.net All-Access Audio Review for the WWE 205 Live Show that aired June 6, 2017 on the WWE Network. After the commercial break, for non-members, I will be going over the 205 Live episode that was headlined by a WWE Cruiserweight Championship match between Neville and TJP. Now we're back to the review, and for some quick preliminary thoughts, this show was alright. There was nothing really terrible in the show. There just wasn't anything compelling as well. More so than a lot of other episodes recently, this episode was really, and I mean really, in wheel-spinning mode. For one, we didn't get Austin Aries on the show, who's probably selling the loss at Extreme Rules, so that's understandable. Combine that with the weird heel versus heel matchup. Also, put on top of that a tepid crowd reaction, and you have a recipe for the pretty dull. So, let's not linger too much on the thoughts, and let's get into the actual review. So, and if you would like to follow along, you can read along via my written review, which is posted on ProWrestling.net. And I'll be using my report as notes, of course. Now, this week's 205 Live episode aired right after SmackDown Live from Rochester, New York at the Blue Cross Arena. This week's intro teaser video focused on the whole TJ Perkins and Neville story that kind of just popped up, like just really got into gear last night. And of course, this was stemming from the TJ Perkins heel turn. Back when he was like just being the henchman for Neville, and all of a sudden we're supposed to care for him as a babyface, even though he didn't really turn a babyface, and we'll see a little bit of that later on in the show. So of course, it was the whole Austin Aries problem, and last time on Raw, Neville backstabbed TJP, so. We have a Cruiserweight title match for tonight. And so you could also say that TJP got what he wanted. There you go. Tom Phillips and Corey Graves checked in on commentary, where Corey Graves called this the most exciting night in television. They're back to doing that. And he also hyped the TJP versus Neville main event. And as I pointed out, this show opened up with what the show usually opens up with, which is Noam Dar's entrance theme. Noam Dar opens the show a lot, I notice. It's a common pattern. Everything is in pattern mode on 205 Live. The first match is usually Noam Dar versus random opponent. He's a heel, so he doesn't face the three guys that usually everyone else faces. Luckily, we haven't been getting... there was no Tony Nese. There was Drew Gulak. He didn't have a match. And Arya Daivari doesn't have too many matches recently. He had powder to throw on his face recently. So there's that. Of course, Noam Dar didn't have Alicia Fox with him. Let's see. He said... Alicia Fox had a neck injury from the match at Extreme Rules. And, of course, he opened up with a promo just saying Cedric, just repeating Cedric Alexander's comments from last week, and said that Cedric Alexander is just jealous. Of course, all this is in reference to a feud that Noam Dar and Cedric Alexander had in the early parts of WWE 205 Live, the feud that would never end, and it looks like still hasn't. Hopefully it is ended right now, because after the match, we had Cedric Alexander telling Noam Dar to move on. And our first match of the night was Noam Dar versus Cedric Alexander. And the match has Cedric Alexander winning, defeating Noam Dar via pinfall in 7 minutes and 7 seconds. The ending sequence was pretty cool, so... you had like the several roll-up attempts Let's see. Noam Dar caught Alexander with a boot. So Alexander ran into the boot of Dar. So it looked like Alexander was the staggered. All of a sudden, Cedric caught Dar off guard with a lumbar check, like out of nowhere, to pick up the victory. So, and like I mentioned, after the match, you had Cedric just yelling at Dar that, like, this is over, you know. Move on. So hopefully they do move on because this feud has been going on for months. It'll be like hilarious if it went on for a year. I'm not saying it should. It shouldn't. The law of things on 205 shouldn't go on. They really need to shuffle the deck and maybe just release a new show, like not a non-purple show, where it's not live, but. It's a reboot of the Cruiserweight division. They can do it. We'll accept it. So, after that, we were moved. They transitioned to a TJP video, which focused on his Cruiserweight Classic run and run as WWE Cruiserweight Champion, which he got as a result of winning that tournament. After the commercial, we had Dasha Fuentes interviewing TJP about his upcoming match. He said he wasn't going to give a sob story about like coming from nothing this time because that's what he was doing a lot early in his WWE babyface run. TJP said last time he was fighting for everyone else, but this time he was fighting for himself. He said this brand was built to showcase his talent. And he said Neville made the biggest mistake of his life in bringing him to solve the Austin Aries problem because now he has a TJP problem. So what I thought about that promo was it was a solid promo. It was pretty good. The problem is it was a straight up heel promo. The problem that persists with that is we're supposed to care about him in the main event. I mean, it's really tough to really invest in anyone in the main event. Here's what makes the decision tough. For one, that's the problem with a heel versus heel match. You're supposed to hate both guys. Another problem with that is just the level of heel that both TJ Perkins and Neville are. Neville, as he likes to say, is at a whole nother level. The Neville level, as he calls it. And so people hate Neville a lot more, which means people hate TJP less, but they don't really want to see him win. It's weird, and I'll get more into that in the main event. But yeah, that promo was really good. It just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's the problem with a lot of TJP character things. He seems to jump around a lot. Without settling for one character or one delivery. Once he figured out to stick with one thing, I'm pretty sure he'll be a big deal in WWE. It's just it's tough to really put a beat on him, what he really is. So yeah, not to linger too much on that because we'll talk about that a little more in the main event. So let's move on to our second match of the night. It was Mustafa Ali versus Louis Valley. He was the jobber of the night. And it was a pretty even match, surprising enough, early on. So the match goes 3 minutes and 25 seconds, but the story of the match was at the end where Ali set up for his reverse 450, and all of a sudden, Drew Gulak's entrance theme played, and Drew Gulak walked on the stage with the megaphone. This distracted Mustafa Ali enough to allow Valley to try to steal the win with a roll-up, but Ali rolled up Valley back for the victory. So Mustafa Ali defeated Louis Valley in via pinfall in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. After the match, Drew Gulak sold astonishment on his face. He at this point took credit for Mustafa Ali's win. Saying that he's proud of Mustafa for winning a match without any flying, by using a technical hold, as he called it. He said, he said, if you flip and flop to appease the fans, you'll never reach your full potential. He said he has to Ali has to ignore the fans because they are losers and have never been in the shoes of the wrestlers. Drew then asked Ali to join his campaign for a better 205 Live. Suddenly, Mustafa Ali did a Topikon Hilo to take down what you call Drew Gulak, and he walked up the ramp celebrating, saying that he's going to continue to fly, and 205 Live's all about flying. So, yeah, this is another feud that's spinning its wheels. It's entertaining. It made Drew Gulak much more interesting than he's ever been in his career slash life as a wrestler, as concerned. But there's only so far this feud seems like it can go. I don't know how much higher it can. Maybe. Like him and Neville join forces somehow. I don't want to see that though. I don't want to see a Drew Gulak and Neville team. Drew Gulak is not at the Neville level. Let's not put him up there. So there was a plug for, let's see, Talking Smack, and then a Rich Swann vignette. And it's another one that they aired around CWC time. So they cut to after the vignette played. Rich Swann was talking to Akira Tozawa. So this segment wasn't about Rich Swann though, because Titus O'Neil walked in and told Rich Swann he wanted to chat with Tawaza. Swann, of course, told him his name was Tozawa. O'Neil said he knew that, and Swann let him chat with Akira Tozawa. So, long story short, Titus O'Neil talks about being referred to Akira Tozawa by Apollo Crews. Of course, they do have a legit history together from Dragon Gate, I believe, if I remember correctly. And of course, he's trying to get Akira Tozawa to join the Titus brand. But he tells Tozawa to sleep on the offer and to even consult Apollo Crews to see what he can gain from the Titus brand. So this Titus brand storyline is seeping into 205 Live. I mentioned this about Sasha Banks last week, and thankfully she's not on the show this week, and I didn't really see it as like really punishment for her, but like to be on the show, it should kind of feel like punishment. The difference with this one is though, when you have Titus O'Neil being put on 205 Live, it makes 205 Live seem very WWE superstars, 'cause Titus O'Neil and the Titus brand story. It's these kind of stories. The Titus brand just like fits in with the no-fly zone and whatever Akira Tozawa and Brian Kendrick are fighting over, the rules, the lessons. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on to the main event. You could tell I'm not really excited for this episode. Like I said, it wasn't terrible. It was just kind of there. Last week's episode was, there were some interesting things happening. Our main event match was TJP versus Neville for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. And for like 85% of this match, you had Neville beating up TJP. It was pretty weird. So the crowd didn't really get behind anyone. So they really hate Neville. That's for certain. But they could really care less about TJP when put in that position. So let's say TJP was against like Jack Gallagher. TJP would draw heat, and Jack Gallagher would draw sympathy. But in this position, Neville draws heat. TJP draws apathy because people hate Neville more and care about TJP less. This is some sort of logic there. It was also a weird style of match for TJP to work. TJP can work a really good 50-50 match. One of the best matches, or at least television matches, I've seen all year in WWE was TJ Perkins versus Shinsuke Nakamura on the NXT show from, I believe it was a couple months ago. It was actually Shinsuke Nakamura's best match in a long time. And I'm not kidding about that. Shinsuke Nakamura has been, he's been spinning his wheels. Not as much as 205 Live, but he has a watch his match against Dolph Ziggler and compare that to his match against TJ Perkins, shocking enough. And going back to the formula of this match, where I said TJP sold for 85% of the match, this would have worked, say, this take out, so extricate TJP from this match. Put Austin Aries, as much as we're tired of seeing Austin Aries versus Neville matches, for one, we know they can put on a good match. So when they get in the ring, it's usually good. Two, if you have Austin Aries sell for 85% of the match, that can work. The difference being is people actually care about Austin Aries. He's a better heel than a babyface. Austin Aries, I'm talking about too. But at least Austin Aries can do a better job playing a babyface. And he also has 3 months of sympathy built up for him for not getting past Neville. So there's that. And it's that TJP doesn't have. I'm not saying TJP can't play a babyface. He actually played a good babyface at the end of his TNA run, which I actually wrote some articles about when right before he left, saying that he could have been one of the fastest rising babyfaces in the X division. Then they cut him. That was weird, but yeah. He was this position as the wrong, in the wrong place here. It should have been more 50-50 if they were going to give TJP any credibility. So the end of the match, that part, so the last maybe 3 minutes of the match was really good. We had Neville, so yeah, and that's why throughout the match you had Neville just keeping things slow. But that's what Neville's supposed to do. He does a good job at that. But he's also just beating up on TJP, who has no chance. So he ends up, let's see, setting up for the Phoenix Splash, but TJP gets out the way. He locks in the knee bar and even goes to the reverse Figure 4 position to just lock in that that knee bar that he won the Cruiserweight title with back against Grand Metalik, I believe. I believe he used that against Grand Metalik. Then Perkins tried to avoid the rope break. So Neville was about to get to the ropes, but Perkins saw it and tried to pull him back. But this allowed Neville to sort of escape and go for the Rings of Saturn. Perkins then rolled up Neville instead for a really close near fall. It was 2 3/4 of a second. It was really close. Good one. Neville then locked in the Rings of Saturn from by rolling him back over to pick up the submission win. The camera didn't pick up the tap out, but of course they had another camera from behind, which showed that TJP tapped out. So Neville defeated TJP via submission in 14 minutes and 12 seconds to retain the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. And like I said, that match it went too long. With TJP playing the wrong role. Where do you go from here? This was TJP's reward for getting rid of the Austin Aries problem. A 14-minute loss where, like I mentioned, like 14, 13, like 12 minutes of that match, he was on the losing end until he hits his like signature moves. So, that was an episode of 205 Live. Nothing much really happened. I hope we don't get any more Noam Dar versus Cedric Alexander matches. Because we already had enough Noam Dar versus Cedric Alexander matches. I hope we don't get Noam Dar versus Rich Swann either. Just let's do Noam Dar versus Mustafa Ali. And let's do Drew Gulak versus Cedric Alexander. That might be a little more fresh. Let's put Rich Swann on NXT. Let's put Cedric Alexander on NXT. Let's put all these people on NXT because they were so much better on NXT. Like I mentioned, TJ Perkins had one of the best matches on television of the year on NXT. And I keep emphasizing on television because, of course, there were some better pay-per-view and iPay-per-view matches that we've seen. But on television, TJP versus Nakamura was pretty good. Yeah. So that was another 205 Live episode. And hopefully, I keep saying hopefully, this show gets better. But it might end up getting canceled. One or the other. So that was it. Again, make sure to check out .NET membership so you can get audio reviews for every single wrestling show every week, not just the sampling that we give here and there. This is like a Costco sample where we gave you a really good sample, but like if you buy a box of it, you get like everything. So make sure to check us out for at least a month, and you might end up wanting to stay. With all that, thank you so much for being members. Not members, you guys aren't, only some of you are members. Thank you so much for being readers and listeners to ProWrestling.net. Have a nice one.